Patrick Friedman here with some breaking news from the Homeland Security Department. At New York's Kennedy Airport today, an individual, later discovered to be some sort of teacher, was arrested trying to board an airplane. In his possession were some writing implements, a sophisticated graphing calculator, and a notebook full of occult symbols, including many numerals of Arabic derivation. At a hastily assembled press conference, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that he believes the man is a member of the notorious Al-Jabra movement. He is being charged by the FBI with carrying weapons of math instruction. Al-Jabra is a fearsome cult, Ashcroft reported. These cold-hearted calculators seek solutions through the use of means and extremes, and sometimes go off on tangents in search of absolute value. While they attempt to use these WMI everywhere, their main focus is on the young. Reports suggest that these fanatics frequently disguise their training camps as schools, especially the so-called magnet schools, which are hotbeds of algebra activity. While they use secret code names like X and Alpha and hide themselves as unknowns, the CIA's security analysts have determined that these cultists are part of one of the three axes, which together have coordinates lurking in every country on Earth. No solid evidence is needed to assume that their most likely association is with the axis of Z-ville. When asked to comment on the arrest, President Bush said, "If God had wanted us to have better weapons of math instruction, he would have given us more fingers and toes. And you know, sometimes he does. Happens to the workers in my uranium mines all the time. I don't have to spell out to our great nation what this means. If algebra is not evil, then evil has no meaning. We must banish the great threat of algebra from our sphere of influence before these cultists multiply and decimate us all." I'm afraid that's all the information we have for now, folks. Thank God that these great men take care of the security of our nation.